This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, November 7th. The move to passive funds from active funds is growing. $1.5 trillion is swung toward index funds and ETFs in the past 3 years alone. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchuna says there's a new theory from Michael Kitsis, a partner at Pinnacle Advisory Group, that it might be fueled by an increased flow of information.
It's the internet. That is the reason passive has become so popular lately. Access to information. People are not just getting a quarterly report. Now they go online, they can compare the fund's return to the index, they can read trade publications, websites.
Balchuna says there is some evidence to back up this idea.
If you actually chart the growth of worldwide internet users and you put it from like 1990 to today, and then you chart the passive assets, they're 97% correlated, and the passive assets are just a little bit behind the worldwide internet users.
Balchunas anticipates the shift to passive investing will continue.
This access to information, I think, is what is really driving the wholesale shift to passive and why it's not a cyclical move, but probably more of a sea change that we're going to see as a permanent shift.
In his blog post, Kitsis says the Department of Labor's fiduciary rule will probably accelerate the trend toward passive ETFs and index funds. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.